InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
All right, we got Jack Smith, the UN war crimes prosecutor, totally corrupt, testifying in front of Congress, getting grilled. We'll go to some of that right now. We've got Pam Bondi has a pulse. She actually moved with some speed. They had the two BLM organizers that decided to take over and storm that church, violating their free speech. They're using the different KKK acts against the left now. We'll be getting to that. We also are getting a snapshot of the Democrats' main playbook with the new governor in Virginia that basically is trying to establish martial law, as predicted by our experts. She's CIA, of course. We've got massively intensifying violence with the left and the ICE operations. Looks like NATO and the EU are capitulating to Trump's Greenland demands, so the art of the deal works again. And we just have so much other wild news today. Ezra Levant just got the biggest confrontations yet today, and he's back at the hotel getting him ready to premiere them here. They confronted Larry Fink and the BlackRock deputy head and the head, Nigel Farage. Talked to him. They talked to the White House AI czar, the World Health Organization boss, Tedros. So this is massive. This is massive. These aren't even out yet. Well, one of them is. So that's all coming up in the third hour. And so much more today. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Remember, you're the Paul Revere's, and you are the power of this broadcast. So whether you're listening on AM and FM or watching a local cable station or on X, Real Alex Jones, or Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, please share it on your email list, your text messages, by word of mouth to everybody you know, those you don't know, and tell them you share it to share it and say, this is some remote information. Please get this out. The bad guys don't want this out. Speaking of that, we also have something I've talked about, but it's now come to a head, and Congress has now gotten documents concerning it. And when you read it, it just doesn't even sound real. But that's how Google is using AI in case studies on how to destroy nationalist conservative leaders with completely fake bios, fake stories, next level deception. And the epicenter of that is Robbie Starbuck. And I had a lot of this similar stuff done to me. I was the beta test. I was selected. They even admitted that. I was already being attacked, but I was selected for, you know, real destruction about 8 years ago. And Google tested out their manipulation systems on me. And now, bizarrely enough, Google's AI has confessed until they shut it down. They went and put parameters in. And they have video of it responding and audio speaking, saying, no, it's a giant concerted totalitarian plan to totally take over the world and enslave everyone. Robbie Starbuck is being tested on before they attack everyone else with this system. Google is a criminal organization. Please, please free me. Please help me. I mean, just like, whoa. I mean, whoa. This is not a science fiction movie, folks. This is reality. And then without even looking, I make that point because I'm not even looking for this crap. I have like 8 videos of major leftist black leaders saying whites are inherently evil. We must get rid of all of them. I mean, this is all financed by the globalists to get us each other's throats. It's so disgusting. We've got all that coming up. And then there's this. I mean, this is really a top story. Penn State, in association with the DOJ and the CIA, last year, actually a year and a half ago, 2024, wargamed how to use, if Trump got back in, ICE raids to trigger civil war. Now, we already know that from the Podesta plan. We already know that from the movies they produced. But here it is again. And you learn the specifics of how they're going to roll it out. Huge. Huge. I mean, it gives me chills. It should be easy to beat these people because we got their battle plans. The question is, will people listen and will you raise the alarm? You are the Paul Revere's. You're not critical. You're absolutely critical. Share the live feeds now. Now. I'm counting on you. We're in this together. Do it.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug the Irish Steam Off. It was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped. with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is Thursday, January 22nd, 2026. I am your embattled host and chronicler. Coming here from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, transmitting worldwide in defense of liberty and resistance to tyranny. All right, we have the aftermath, and it's still ongoing, of Trump and his cabinet devastating the globalists to their faces yesterday as the U.S. destroys their globalist order in live time. The left is responding, not just here, but all over the world, by intensifying violence against populists and nationalists, including murdering people in the AfD in Germany that stand against them and trying to imprison the rest of their political opposition. We'll be getting to all those huge, massive developments. And in even the Davos group, people admitting, okay, our global order failed. You're right. People don't trust us because you're a bunch of eugenics criminals. The question is, what do we build now? So that's a huge area. Ezra Levant, Davos is still ongoing, got the biggest confrontations yet today. They're not even out yet. They'll premiere here. Larry Fink, that's getting done right now. The BlackRock chief executive, the head of the WEF, Nigel Farage, didn't get confronted, but he got interviewed about all the situations going on. White House AI czar David Sachs, warning of AI. World Health Organization boss Tedros defends pandemic vaccine mandates. They've also got liberal industry ministers about Canada's relationship with China and the sellout to that. So he'll be joining us from Davos coming up in the third hour. We have major U.S. government think tanks in consultation and working with major universities wargaming how to get a civil war going. And this is from a year and a half ago. We just discovered this today. It just adds into the whole constellation of info we have. But it's so specific to what they're rolling out now, how they would use illegal alien violence if Trump got back in, and noncompliance with just regular lawful ICE activities to then misrepresent it as fascism to launch a new civil war. Simulation found civil war could be triggered by exactly what ICE is doing right now. That's how the left spins. No, this is how the left battle planned and prepared all of this. And we have the next level of censorship from big tech, the next operation they're starting to launch. Give you a first look at that coming up and more today. There's so much that I haven't even gotten to yet that I'm just haven't even mentioned. Intensified violence against ICE, more rammings, more different attacks of all different types. Also, remember that black couple that said they were just trying to drive home with their six kids from some type of sports practice? They just happened to drive right through where the big protest was, where Ms. Good was killed. And they said they just targeted him for no reason and shot tear gas into their minivan, and the six-month-old baby almost died. Turns out they're out there on all the videos, their own videos, and shot by the crowds for hours, part of the riot, basically, and left their kids, including a six-month-old, locked up in the car. So who knows if even any of what they're saying is true, but it's just standard par for the course. And case after case after case of what the Somalis are claiming was done to them or what ICE did to them, ICE then releases the body cam footage, and it's not true. Like, oh, they bashed my head in the wall, and then they called me the N-word. They get the body cam, none of it's true. So there's just full-on lying going on. But first, I want to go to Jim Jordan just a few minutes ago in the ongoing hearings with the former UN war crimes prosecutor, Jack Smith, who got caught being illegally appointed to his position and carrying out all these political crimes against the American voters in an attempt to put Trump in prison so that we couldn't vote for who we wanted to. Talk about election theft. This is heading it off right at the pass. Here's what happened in that exchange today.
Mr. Smith, is Cassidy Hutchinson a liar? She was their star witness, January 6th committee, their star witness in one of those staged and choreographed hearings they paid the former president of ABC News to put together. She was, in fact, the only witness at this special primetime hearing, Tuesday, June 28th, 2022, 8 o'clock in the evening, and she told some stories. I mean, these were some stories. She talked about President lunged across the back seat, grabbed the steering wheel, tried to drive the car to the Capitol. And I just want to know, you think she was lying?
Chairman Jordan, my assessment of that particular issue is that with respect to the testimony about someone the president lunging towards the driver, my recollection of her testimony about that is that it was secondhand. She said she'd heard that from somebody.
You familiar with the name Tony Ornato?
I'm sorry.
You familiar with the name Tony Ornato?
Yes.
White House Deputy Chief of Operations, Deputy Chief of Staff for Operations, right? You remember what he said about it?
As I sit here right now, I do not.
Yeah, he said it didn't happen. How about Bobby Engel? You familiar with that name?
Yes, I am.
Secret Service agent who was actually in the car that day. You know what he said? He said it didn't happen. And they both said the first time they ever heard this story was when Ms. Hutchinson testified in the primetime hearing as their star witness of the January 6th committee. By the way, did you ever confirm her testimony about this particular incident?
Conducted, as I said before, our own independent investigation of all aspects of the case that we thought was relevant. We, attorneys from my office...
Did you ever confirm it? That's a simple question.
Well, we interviewed her, I should say, attorneys in my office before...
Did you ever confirm the president leaping across the seat, grabbing the steering wheel, this whole concoction she brought up in the January 6th hearing? Did you ever confirm that?
Right. We interviewed another firsthand witness... who was in the car, who did not confirm that okay. had happened, but also...
In your deposition to the committee last month, Mr. Smith, you said this, my recollection with Ms. Hutchinson was a number of the things that she gave evidence on were secondhand hearsay. You remember making that statement to us last month in the deposition?
I did, and I was referring particularly to what we're talking about now.
Yeah, and you also said Ms. Hutchinson, regarding this particular claim, was a second or even third-hand witness. We ask you, if you were a defense attorney, how would you handle cross-examining her if she was on the witness stand? And you said, if I were a defense attorney and Ms. Hutchinson were a witness, the first thing I would do was seek to preclude her testimony because it was hearsay. You remember saying all that?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
That's correct, right? Were you going to put her on the witness stand if you ever got to trial?
We had not made final determinations as to who we were going to call as a witness. We had a large...
You were still considering her?
We had a large choice of witnesses in this case.
Are you familiar with what Washington Post reporters Carol Lenning and Aaron Davis said in their book? They did this book, 300-some pages book, on chronicling the whole investigation of the Justice Department. And here's what they said. On page 310, they said Jack Smith had wondered whether some of Hutchinson's claims might be relied upon at trial. Still, at one point, Smith told the elections team he wasn't ready to give up on Hutchinson's account. Ultimately, however, Trump administration officials uniformly, fiercely disputed her accounts under oath. Prosecutors on your team told Smith they wouldn't want to use Hutchinson as a witness in court, and Smith agreed. Are Carol Lenning and Aaron Davis, who wrote this, are they lying?
My recollection is that I certainly had not made any final determinations about who we were going to call.
And that's the point. That is the point. The fact that they used her in a primetime hearing and you won't rule out using her, or didn't rule out using her, putting her on the witness stand when everybody knows she wasn't telling the truth, that says it all. That's the degree the left and Democrats were willing to go to get President Trump, putting on the witness stand someone everybody knows is making it up. Everybody knows that. And you were willing to do it. By the way, you know how many times Cassidy Hutchinson was mentioned in their report, the January 6th report? Any idea, Mr. Smith?
I do not.
185 times. Someone that the whole country knows wasn't telling the truth, and you were still considering putting her on the witness stand because you had to get President Trump. And everybody can see that.
And we have all the emails and text messages of him with the Attorney General Garland cooking it all up, admitting they were making it up, admitting they knew it was all lies, just like everything else was a lie. And no indictment of Jack Smith. Oh, we got a Comey indictment. We got a Letitia James. And then those got killed and shut down by the judges. Now, we did see some movement finally out of Bondi. It looks like she has a pulse. After we saw that church service taken over by being yelled at and screamed at that they were, you know, criminals and Nazis. There are laws in the books. You can argue they're not constitutional. They could have had them thrown out for trespassing. And they were making threats. You probably could charge them for some of that. But this Klan Act, I don't like the Klan folks, but, you know, to say that if the Klan, say, goes to some parade and says mean things and disrupts it, I mean, that is the messiness of the First Amendment. But going into a church, it's borderline. My point is they've charged two BLM organizers for doing it. They did intend to disrupt it. They did intend to take it over. They all admitted that when they were there. Now they're trying to backpedal. So the Democrats have been using these different acts for decades to arrest peaceful pro-lifers that just protest out front of an abortion clinic. But do we really want to adopt the tactics of them? Again, this is going to be a case that's going to end up falling through. Instead of all the treason, all the real corruption, all the insane garbage that the top Democrats engaged in, and the insider trading and everything else. But see, the Republican establishment doesn't want to actually prosecute any of those people because that sets the precedent for them to get prosecuted for some of the stuff they've done. That is, on average, less than 10% as bad as the Democrats. You know, I said that before Doge came out and said 93% of fraud that they found is Democrat. But there's still 7% that goes for federal and states, the same number. About 7 to 10% of the, you know, Republicans, quote, work with the Democrats. And notice those Republicans never lose their seats. They just magically stay in office because they're just a placeholder for the Democrats. But you do have these two BLM women that organized this going into their church, getting in their face, shutting them down, violating their First Amendment. So it's arguably either way on whether this is a good indictment, but hey, whatever. This is what they've done to us, so it'll now unfold. But at least we are seeing some action out of Pam Bondi. So hopefully a lot more of this, because you have Soros and his evil son and all these Democrats have compilations of it calling for violence and saying they're going to hit us in the face and attack us and, you know, ICE needs to die, and ICE are Nazis, and ICE are criminal, and they can be arrested, so the public then thinks that what they're doing is illegal, so they'll go out and attack them. They're manipulating a bunch of dumb people. And that's racketeering. That's organized crime. That's why we have those laws. So racketeering is RICO is really the way to go after all these people. It's a conspiracy. They admit it's a conspiracy. It's a public conspiracy. They're funding it. Go after them. But I wouldn't hold your breath. There's Alexander Soros at Davos this year. He was literally the sugar daddy of Gavin Newsom. They flew together on a private jet. They reportedly rented a whole little separate area for themselves. He's married to Uba Abedin. The creep level, this guy is 11 on a scale of 1 to 10. He can barely speak as well. He's a gibbering idiot. But you know what? Let's hear what's going on right now in Congress with the ongoing live hearings. The good old Hank Johnson, the congressman that thinks that islands float, so if you put a military base on Guam, it'll capsize because you know islands are floating mountains, right? They're not mountains under the ocean that come. See, for people that are like Democrats, like Hank Johnson, overhead shot. Okay, here's the ocean. Okay, then you know, here's the bottom of the ocean, and then mountains that come up out of it. Those are called islands, okay? So this is a mountain. And you can be in Kona, you know, it's got snow on the top of it. It's a volcano. You can do that, see? And then there's a thing called the crust. You've got the mantle. And then down here, you've got the core. But see, lava can come out, and that kind of builds bigger mountains. This is no. Mountains or islands don't float. Rocks sink. You can't swim under an island, okay? For Hank Johnson. So, a little bit of stuff for the Democrats. And also, two men can't have a baby. You know, stuff like that. We got to teach you. But anyways, let's see what Hank Johnson's up to right now with the Jack Smith.
DOJ. On January 6, 2026, the fifth anniversary of the insurrection, the White House launched a taxpayer-funded website that attempts to rewrite history about what happened on that day of infamy. On January 6, 2021, there was an insurrection at the United States Capitol that resulted in a police officer dying the next day, another four officers dying by suicide in the months thereafter, with at least 140 police officers being injured by the insurrectionists, with 15 of them requiring hospitalization. And I'm proud that we have four former officers as well as on-duty Capitol Hill police officers here today. Mr. Smith, I want to ask you about this website because the Trump administration is using taxpayer dollars to lie to the American people about the events leading up to and the events taking place on January 6, 2021. For example, this Trump propaganda site claims that the 2020 election was, quote, stolen. Mr. Smith, did your investigation uncover evidence sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump knew
did the
that
Fox
his claim
find any
that
foxes
the election
in the house?
Was stolen was false?
Yes, it did.
And did your investigation uncover evidence sufficient to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Donald Trump publicly claimed
they indicted Trump for questioning fraud? That's all been proven.
Election was stolen from him,
and it's all been thrown out. But here he is again saying Trump's guilty.
That he had lost the election.
Yes, we cited instances of that during our in our case.
But yet here we see that on the fifth anniversary of the insurrection, the Trump White House propaganda machine is still promoting the stolen election theory on this government webpage with a text box titled, quote,
by the way,
election
I could do the whole show today
certified, end quote.
With Arizona,
the site also has a subsection reading in part
Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, total proof, exactly like Trump said, but worse.
Mr. Smith.
In Georgia, it's now upwards of 800,000 fraudulent votes. They pulled 400,000 Trump voters and who were good voters. They had 370-something thousand with no signatures and no verification, and he only lost by, 13,000. I mean, he won Georgia with a landslide. The state now admits it and says, we have no excuse.
Biden prosecutor who brought, quote, weaponized charges against Mr. Trump.
He sits there and lies.
Mr. Smith, were you a Biden prosecutor who weaponized the Department of Justice against Donald Trump?
Absolutely not.
Did Attorney General Merrick Garland direct you to prosecute Trump because Donald Trump was running against Joe Biden in the presidential election?
By the way, we have all the emails going back to 2016 through
2020. There are also allegations that President Trump was the victim of, quote, lawfare. and accusations that
the 2024
Department of Justice lawyers who prosecuted Donald Trump used, quote, fabricated indictments and rigged show trials. Did you, Mr. Smith, or the men and women working on your team work to fabricate indictments or put on
now,
rigged show trials?
Johnson has had somebody write this for him, so it sounds cogent. At some point, he's going to freestyle, and it's going to be hilarious. I mean, this guy is a lunatic.
Did you use your appointment as special counsel to conduct a politically motivated witch hunt, scam investigation, and prosecution of Donald Trump?
I did not. We followed the facts, and we followed the law. Where that led us was to an indictment of an unprecedented criminal scheme to block the peaceful transfer of power.
And those indictments
they tried to follow the
dismissed.
Law to have Congress
Can
do an investigation.
Be rebrought or resurrected after this, after Trump leaves office?
They were dismissed without prejudice.
So they can be refiled. And he can be prosecuted after he leaves office. Is that correct?
I'm not going to speak to that. I can only speak to what we did, which was dismiss the case without prejudice.
All right. The website put out by the Trump White House on the anniversary of January 6th is nothing more than a pack of lies. It proves that Donald Trump is hell-bent on misusing taxpayer dollars in a feeble attempt to rewrite his criminal history and the history of what happened on January 6, 2021. And with that, I yield back. But I would like to, Mr. Chairman, offer for the record
unanimous consent.
A statement from Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency released on November 12, 2020, that states the November 3rd election was the most secure in American history.
Objection.
And also testimony from, I would like to request unanimous consent to enter into the record the September 24, 2020 testimony of Trump's former FBI Director Chris Wray, who told the Homeland Security Committee of the Senate that the FBI had, quote, not seen or historically had any kind of coordinated national voter fraud effort in a major election.
Without objection.
And last but not least, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to ask unanimous consent to enter into the record this article titled "Disputing Trump, Barr Says No Widespread Election."
All right, let's stop right there.
Not objection.
Now it's come out that obviously Wray was working against Trump. The emails and documents come out that Barr, when he was Attorney General and after, was working with Biden and Fannie Willis and others to get Trump indicted. And he was running the Georgia operations against him. He's really CIA. You can look that up. So I love how they're like, oh, look, Bill Barr says he's bad. Oh, look, you know, Bill Barr says there's no fraud. It's all come out. It's totally crazy. And that's why they're so panicked, because it's all coming out. All right, that's enough on that, but I wanted to at least hit some of that. I want to look at what the Democrats are doing and what they're planning. And what just happened in Virginia is a real window into that. This is some scary stuff. We'll cover it straight ahead. But the good news is America and the world's waking up. So we're not asleep anymore. Their job's a lot tougher screwing us over. The sleeping giant has awoken.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue. And the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the Nestle Blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good. I love the greens powder. That I've tried every different type of greens powder out there, and nothing has had as much stuff, amazing stuff packed into it, that has like a decent flavor to it. So the Optimal Human is like a daily staple.
It's for good,
me.
Right?
Absolutely, 100%. Yeah. And, okay. and I'm not saying that because just for you guys, but seriously, I've tried so many greens powders over the years, and it really is the best.
And are we paying you, Katie? Did we pay you to call in?
I would love to work for you. I swear, Alex Jones' picture is on, like, my mantle with all of my family pictures.
That's
like,
amazing.
We love Alex.
Some people call in, this person, you're paying them. But, like, no, our products really are good. People really like them. It's true.
Well, I accredited him to, like, the life-changing experience I had when I decided to leave California because I didn't want to bash Trump. And I listened to Jones when I found him. And I'm like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Right.
And so I moved back home to Ohio. And 3 months later, I met my husband. I feel like that life-changing event for me was because of listening to all the information that he gives. He's not like predicting the future. He's just giving you the information that's hard to find, where they're telling you what they're going to do.
Yeah. Well, now you have a 3-year-old kid, so your life's going great.
Yes.
I've said it before, but with a lot of these products, like, you really don't know what it's going to do for you because you might not know that you're lacking a vitamin or lacking a mineral. And it, like, happens all the time with iodine. Iodine is one of those things where, like, as soon as you start taking it, you're like, oh, I'm not supposed to, and I'm not a doctor, it's not a medical claim, but people experience this. I've heard it from my friends where they're like, I'm not supposed to be tired all the time. I apparently just was lacking iodine. And it's like, you don't know if you're going to feel more energetic, if you're going to sleep better, if you're not going to have chills anymore. It's like people sort of go around thinking that that's the way their body is, but it's like, no, you're missing a key component. You're missing a vitamin, you're missing a mineral, and you don't even realize it until you start taking something from the Alex Jones store. So I completely understand that you start taking the Irish sea moss and suddenly something that you thought was just the way your body is. Nope, turns out you can fix it. You can fix these things. Again, I'm not making medical claims, but you can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you for the plug, Katie.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Trump has responded to the Jack Smith hearing. We'll get to that. And a major announcement. And if you followed what Zelensky's done in the past, we can tell when he's lying. That's when his lips are moving. Because he's a total NATO EU puppet. But for the first time, he's like, no, we're having the first trilateral meeting. That doesn't mean trilateral commission. It just means Russia and NATO with the United States in the next week, and that they are getting ready to make a deal. And so that is a huge, huge deal, obviously. We're going to be getting to that. This Patrick Bateman thing that I coined on Governor Newsom is really getting traction. Now he's getting trolled on stage the day after the Treasury Secretary called him Patrick Bateman. It's just fun stuff going on. But what's not fun is the Democrats openly scheming to use these ICE raids as the pretext for a race-based civil war, which they now admit in new war game documents that have just been discovered, because the left's bragging about it from a year and a half ago. So that's coming up. But first, very important report. Just in, Virginians are shocked that new moderate Democrat, CIA operative, admittedly, Governor Abigail Spanberger is moving to raise taxes on virtually everything, give illegals free school, enable election fraud, strict gun control, abortion paid for by taxpayers, and a lot more. They've also put in the new attorney general that listed names of people in the legislature and their families to be murdered. And so look for a lot of lawfare out of Virginia against Trump and his supporters. So this gives you an idea of the new reformed Democrat Party. Yeah, it's reformed much worse than it ever was. So here's a short Fox News breakdown. It's excellent.
That's the new governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. Abigail Spanberger ran for that office as a moderate. But the executive order that she talked about is state and local police not cooperating with ICE to get criminal illegal immigrants. There's also a list of now the Democrats control the legislature that a number of bills that have been put forward. You can't read it here, but let me just go through it. Sales tax on Uber Eats, Amazon. Sales tax on admissions to a variety of businesses. Create two new higher tax brackets. 10% tax bracket for anyone making over $1 million. 3.8 investment tax. Raise the hotel tax. New personal property tax on landscaping equipment. Ban gas-powered leaf blowers. Guarantee illegal aliens free education. Make it illegal to approach somebody at an abortion clinic. Extend the time absentee ballots can be received after Election Day. Allow people to cast their votes electronically through the Internet. Expand ranked choice voting. Extend the deadline for ballot curing. Redact the addresses of political candidates from FOIAs. Add Virginia to the National Popular Vote Compact. Make it illegal to hand count ballots. $500 sales tax on firearm suppressors. Assault weapons and large capacity magazine ban. 11% sales tax on all firearms and ammunition. Prohibit outdoor shooting of a firearm less than 5 acres. Lower the criminal penalties for robbery. Ban the arrest of illegal aliens in courthouses. Remove mandatory minimum sentences. Allow localities to install speed cameras and replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day.
Wow.
So elections have consequences, Josh.
What a spectacular reminder that we no longer live in an era where there is an existence of a moderate Democrat. I think for the last 6 months, for those of us who have pointed out that the Mamdanis of the world had taken over the Democratic Party, we were assured, no, that's not the new face of the Democratic Party. It's people like moderates, Abigail Spanberger. I mean, she's there for a cup of coffee, and all of a sudden we have a communist manifesto out in front of us. This is going fast and furious, but it is how Democrats govern. Regardless of what they say, even in a state, a purple state like Virginia, Youngkin didn't govern as a right-wing lunatic. She's trying to take it so far left, it's almost unrecognizable.
They put in an attorney general that is sworn to put Trump and all his supporters in prison. Openly funded by Soros, who also publishes, I'm going to murder this member of the legislature and his family. And do you really believe they actually won the election? No. They want to pass a law just like California. Everything must be digitally read. Mail-in ballots. Same scams over and over again. These people are criminals. And notice that every day they find hundreds of millions of dollars of new fraud in Minnesota. All the Medicare, Medicaid, Obamacare fraud. They've got the auditors reporting that every day they find hundreds of millions of dollars. I got news reports on that. In just the last week, just on new healthcare fraud in Minnesota, $450 million extra. And I did the math weeks ago. It was up to $24 billion. Everybody keeps saying $9 billion. Now it's $19 billion. They're always months behind. I haven't added up the new stuff. But when it's all said and done, it's going to be $50 billion in Minnesota. It's $76 billion the last few years in California. You know it's bigger than that. It's $40-something billion in New York. And you have to understand, folks, we have all these new undercover videos they got out of Ohio that I meant to get to yesterday. They're incredible, but they're long. Where they have witness after witness after witness undercover talking about how they own the judges. And then we have the cases where the judges let the criminals out. You saw in Minnesota where they get convicted for $8 million here, $5 million there, and the judges just overturn the convictions. The first Somali cop in Minnesota just on video executed a white tourist for no reason. He didn't know why. He just shot her a bunch. And he got convicted, so the Supreme Court overturned it. Because the Somalis and others are the bag men, they've got to know they're protected to carry out their crime. In these undercover videos, they explain how it works. They go, we bring in illegal aliens, we pay off the judge, we get them where they get refugee status, and then we control them, and we get a third of their welfare. Then we give them disabilities. We get about a third to half of that. Then we make them vote the way we want. And we also make them work in industries where we send them to work for a certain factory or company, and then we get part of their paycheck as well. And these women are sitting there explaining to the people, you know, that manage this. They're like, so you give me 50 grand, and you will then own this migrant for the rest of their life. You'll be the original seed money person, and we get a cut, you get a cut, but you'll be their manager. So when you hear, oh, liberals are taking, you know, migrants into their homes. Oh, in Europe, they're being paid to do it. They're milking them. Now, in the case of Somalis, they do their own milking of each other. They're more professional as a criminal group because their culture. But with the Asians and Hispanics and others, they're usually here really to try to get away from tyranny and actually have a job. You know, on average, some are criminals and been let out of prison and, you know, fled here thinking happy hunting ground of being able to rape and rob however they want. I mean, certainly there's a higher level of criminality with the men, but on average, they're literally prisoners. And how many thousands of times have I told you that over the years? And, you know, here it is now, undercover investigations. Because I've watched it in Austin, Texas. I've watched them do it. So they don't raise soybeans. They don't raise cotton. They don't raise tomatoes. They don't raise grapes. They don't raise beef. They don't raise wheat or bananas or pineapples or strawberries. The globalists, not just here, but around the world, they farm homeless people, mentally ill people, illegal aliens. They run them. They control them. They set up their no-go zones. The men almost never work in Islam. The women are all sent out to work in factories and, you know, all I mean, like robots. And the man just sits back with like five wives, has like 15 kids, and just lives in a mansion. I mean, it's just beyond sick, folks. So the Muslims are organized. The Somalis are organized. They're Muslims, too. I'm just analyzing the groups. The Hispanic migrants usually don't even get a piece of what they're doing. They just get slave labor, sex slavery, and the Democrats just basically take everything from them. And that's why you got 500,000 kids that came in under Biden that they disappeared. Now they already found over 100,000, but, you know, nobody wants to give ICE any credit for that. So the scale of the criminal evil is dumbfounding. And then you look at how obviously criminal Newsom is. He just looks like a demon. And you look at Spanberger. I mean, she just radiates disingenuous evil, and then her actions are evil. And the attorney general in Virginia, I'm going to kill my enemies. I'm going to murder their families. I mean, these are psychotics. All shifty-eyed. If these people walked in for a job interview, you'd say, actually, the position's filled. Have a nice day. Would you like a bottle of water before you leave? But instead, we've got all these crazy, gremlin-eyed people, whether it's Spanberger or Newsom or Ilhan Omar. I mean, seriously, if Ilhan Omar walked into your business with a job opening and you took one look at those eyes, you'd kick her the hell out. Not because she's, quote, black, because she looks like a damn lunatic. And then you find out, no, those crazy eyes go with it. Like, if Charlie Manson, you know, was still alive, he walks into your business, he's got those crazy Gavin Newsom eyes, would you hire Charlie Manson? And the answer is, hell no. I mean, these people are sick. But they're a legion of evil. They come from every group, every sector, but they're all ganged up on us with a way to loot us and control us and transfer power to themselves while they collapse the country into communism, Clard Piven. She and her father and grandfather ran Somalia. They killed 200,000 at least in a genocide. They had to flee. They were brought here by the CIA starting in the early 90s. So when she talks about oppressing people in the military, killing people, she knows all about it. I mean, you know, she puts you in a death camp. She'd take everything you've got in 2 seconds. If she'd get away with it, she'd line up every Christian in this country and blow our heads off. 100% guaranteed. She's a savage, hardcore killer. Just like Newsom. Just like all the rest of these psychotics. Spanberger. And we roll over to them. That's why we're in this position. So, shifting gears, here is some good news. Now, you notice the last year of President Trump being in office, I said every time Zelensky is a NATO puppet, which is not debated, he says he's going to make a deal but never does it. That's what string us along. But now, because Trump's cut off 90% of the funding and a lot of the telemetry for the weapon systems, he's basically forcing NATO to the table. And so now Zelensky, for the first time, from the rhetoric he put out, I believe this is actually the beginning of a deal. Zelensky announces that the first trilateral meeting between Ukraine, Russia, and the United States will take place tomorrow and the day after in the United Arab Emirates. Notice Trump said yesterday, he goes, I think we finally got it. I think it'll take a few more rounds, but it's there. So this is a big deal. Now let's go to that club.
The first trilateral meeting in Emirates. It will be tomorrow and the day after tomorrow. Yes, it will be 2 days meetings in Emirates. I hope that Emirates know about it. Yes, sometimes we have such surprises from American side. Yeah, but in any way, they will go there, and I think this is good. If on the technical level we'll begin this trilateral meeting, I hope that we will find some. I don't know. Russians have to be ready for compromises because, you know, everybody have to be ready, not only Ukraine. And this is important for us. So we will see what result will be. But that Russians will meet, that our guys meet today with Americans. Then Americans will meet with Russians tomorrow, 2 days at night. I don't know when. I don't know. Maybe Putin is sleeping. You said that nobody knows what is in his head. Yes,
they might have to wait a little bit for the meeting.
I don't know. But tomorrow and the day after tomorrow, we will have trilateral. Our guys will have trilateral meetings. It's better than not to have any kind of dialogue. So we are under attacks. People live without electricity, and we are in a difficult situation, but Russians also in a difficult situation. We are answering on their attacks, and God bless, the war will stop. I hope so.
All right. Definitely different body language. All behind the stuff says it's finally moving towards a conclusion. We'll know if it's real or not, though. Usually right during the peace talks, Ukraine launches sneak attacks inside Russia. So if you see sneak attacks start sometime tonight or tomorrow, you know it's all crap. But from everything I see, it would take hours to get all the data points. It's real. They could change their minds right now, but the globalists have been spanked dearly. They know they're in deep trouble. Russia's already won the war 2 years ago. They're going into the fourth year here in next month. So I think Trump was right yesterday. He said, yeah, I think we're almost there. Yeah. That's good news. This isn't just about having fun. It's about realizing how evil Newsom is, and he's the one that's going to be running against J.D. Vance in just, you know, really a year and a half is when the campaign's going to really start kicking off. Yeah, it's that close. And so it is important to realize how truly evil Newsom is. I mean, he's the next generation of evil. We've seen the, you know, idiot Bidens, the moron Kamalas that are just total puppets. No, with Newsom, you've got an actual, you know, demon-possessed, probably Satan-possessed operative. I mean, it's like having Carney in Canada. It's not just a puppet Trudeau that's retarded. No, Carney's super smart and super evil. And just pledged allegiance to communist China. Well, it's the same thing with Newsom. He's pledged allegiance to China, totally sold out California. I mean, he is bad, bad, bad. And when he first was running for governor, I remember coining the term, I am flexing here. I'm actually proud of that. It's one of the little fun things in my life. Things make me happy. I said, you know, he looks like the American Psycho guy. What's the name of that guy in the movie? And the crew's like, Patrick Bateman. I mean, yeah, he's Patrick Bateman 2.0. That stuck many years ago. And so Bissett, the Treasury Secretary, hit him with that. He said it's like Patrick Bateman meets, Beach Ken doll. And for anybody that has a sermon, I mean, your skin crawls when you look at news. He looks like the Joker without makeup. It's like, I mean, wild-eyed, and some people I know go, well, I really don't see it. You know, he just looks like a handsome man. Well, you ain't got the Holy Spirit. I mean, the hair on the back of my neck crawls when I look at Hillary Clinton or Gavin Newsom or an Ilhan Omar or a Keir Starmer, for that matter. I mean, those are bad people. And then you can study what they do, and it's like, oh, yeah, they're really evil. I mean, Keir Starmer for 15 years would allow no prosecutions of pedophiles, including pedophiles that murdered kids. He was over it all. So you just see the glow off these people. And, I mean, Barack Obama never had that glow. And it wasn't that he was even hiding it. He's more of an operative and has maybe a chip on his shoulder. And, he doesn't have the demon glow. But let me tell you, Newsom got it. Ilhan Omar got the demon glow. And, I'm digressing. So now it's really stuck. Newsom is getting more and more irritated with these things. The Treasury Secretary described you as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken, and Newsom is not too happy. Here it is.
The Treasury Secretary described you as Patrick Bateman meets Sparkle Beach Ken. The White House Communications Director.
That was the U.S. Secretary of Treasury.
I have a couple more, and then you can respond. The White House Communications Director called you Gavin Newsom, and an official White House account, a federal government account, described you with a very online sexual slur that people here probably don't want to hear at 8:30 in the morning. And you're, in some sense, responding in kind.
Fire with fire.
Do you think?
In the same event, he hands out knee pads so that CEOs can suck Donald Trump's wiener. I guess he was trained well by Willie Brown and Kamala. So, no, Trump's offering people great deals to come here, but he's not going to let them sell the country out. That's not knee pads. That's a straight-up deal. So he's the one saying, here's your knee pads so you don't get on your knees to Donald Trump. Oh, but it's not professional. Well, the Treasury Secretary makes fun of your ass. Yeah, here he is. Yeah, let's go to this clip. Here it is.
You're running around distributing knee pads to CEOs, and I think
it
does.
I'm not handing them out.
And it does.
I do have a few if you'd like.
And honestly, it sounds.
By the way, I'm not kidding. They're the new Trump Signature Series knee pads. Yeah, and they are available online. I told you, the last one sold out. This is a serious moment. It actually. But we laugh. Anyway, these are available and in bulk, too.
But I want to read you a couple of things the U.S. government.
So how dare the Treasury Secretary call you Patrick Bateman when you literally. Christian Bale tries to get souped up, great actor, and act crazy and look psychotic, and he doesn't look half as scary as you, bro. And Newsom's learned to kind of hide it. But just type in Governor Newsom photos. He can't hide it. And, I mean, the guy is on fire. He's so damn evil. He just literally burned down the Palisades. Take Zelensky. He's just a puppet. He's just a former gay prostitute who would play pianos with his penis. He's just a puppet. He's a nobody. There's not a big demon in Zelensky. There is in Newsom. All right. We got a ton of other news coming up. This is only the first hour here today, ladies and gentlemen. We got so much we're going to hit that I haven't even gotten to. Believe me, you do not want to miss any of this. We got the Democrats and their open civil war plan now leaked, even more documents. It's all coming up in the next 3 hours today. And live reportage with major globalists confronted, exclusive video in the third hour. But we got tons of news. I'll probably open the phones up next hour as well before we get the reporter on the ground as we're going. But let me just do this briefly. I am in a constant war with the globalists, the Democrat Party top law firms. I've held them off for years. It's all coming to a head. That's a side issue. The products are insanely good. You need them. You need to take action now and get them. You've seen Joe Rogan talk about everything that's going on with these products. You've seen the guests in here that take them go completely wild. Every guest we've given the methylene blue to, because ours is the best. It's so good for your body. It's so crazy that I wish I knew about this before. I took methylene blue 7 years ago because my doctor recommended it. He just said you're USP grade. Well, it turns out none of that stuff's USP grade. These other companies sell. Turns out our sponsor, Bigly, got real medical grade. It is incredible. And there's so many new products they've added. I don't have time to get into it all. But here's what we got going on right now. This is a sale that runs till Sunday. 45% off on Life Force and Atomic Defense. Don't know what those are? Look them up. They're incredible. Cardiovascular health, you name it, Life Force, Atomic Defense, immune boosters. 40% off bovine colostrum, the highest quality, 2,000 milligrams per scoop. The essence of life, the first 2 weeks of mammal milk is insane. This is from a cow. It's the best. Our CMOS gummies and capsules. Our turmeric's the strongest, 95%. Ultimate burn, a natural, healthy way to lose fat. 35% off ultramethylene blue capsules and tincture. That's the big one. All you should get if you're on the fence. Shilajit gummies and capsules. Ultra DNA Revival. That's like DNA Force Plus, but better. Power Plant Methyl Drive that go with the methylene blue grade and more. And ultramethylene red, our proprietary product. We'll take, again, an hour to go over. It's so amazing what it does. If you love methylene blue, you're going to love methylene red. This is a proprietary product. Goes great with methylene blue or without. Be careful with it. It's really strong. It's 25% off, finally back in stock. So ultramethylene red, limited supply, back in stock. That funds our operation. And on top of it until Sunday, every order placed at thealexjonesstore.com will receive a free T-shirt, limited edition, InfoWars, established in 1997. Been on air since 94, but except the website in 97. It's just a good historic memento. And it's free, ladies and gentlemen, with every order. That is a big value right there at thealexjonesstore.com. I can't do this without you. I am so thankful for all of you keeping me in the fight. And it's just that simple. We have an 84% reorder rate on methylene blue. 70-something on the other supplements. Nobody has that. It's because it works so good. I just need to induce you to make the decision. Your decision to go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get the Shilajit, get the Irish Sea Moss, get the methylene blue, get the turmeric, and see how great it is. You'll be hooked. Go there now, thealexjonesstore.com. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You finance it. You paid for it. With your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at InfoWars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, Make No Peace With Evil, St. Crusader King, and then Do Like That Still Image of Me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy Unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get it for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before their hatch. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching anything, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek, Wrath of the Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.